Our next speakers, we have Amanda Carter and Jennifer Coulter. First, I'm going to introduce Ms. Carter. Ms. Carter was raised in Houston, Texas, before obtaining her bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of the Incarnate Word in San Antonio, Texas. She received her Doctor of Jurisprudence from Texas Tech University School of Law in Lubbock, Texas. Ms. Carter is an employee of Matthew Harris Law. Prior to taking her current position in the firm's estate management division in December 2021, Ms. Carter became a learned trial advocate who handled contested child custody, child support, and CPS defense cases in the firm's family law division. Ms. Carter is an audacious attorney in the Lubbock legal community and currently represents clients in estate planning, guardianship, probate, and trust drafting matters. And next, I'll introduce Jennifer Coulter. She's a partner with Townsend Ayala Coulter and Clute, an elder law firm out of El Paso practicing in the West Texas and Southern New Mexico communities. Her focus is on Medicaid, Special Needs Trust, and MERP, both avoidance and defense. She loves to help clients obtain or maintain the benefits they need while working to protect assets to keep people with disabilities out of the cycle of poverty they can find themselves stuck in. Jen is a Texas NALA member and a believer in the mission of providing excellent legal work to the elderly and people with disabilities. She has a passion for her work and a sometimes unstoppable need to share that passion with others. I love that. So we have someone who's audacious and someone who's unstoppable. I love that. So I'd like to introduce Jennifer and Amanda. They're going to be speaking to us today on what we say and do matters, people first or identity first, appropriate behavior of us and our staff. Let's welcome them.
Well, thanks for having us out today. We are going to talk to you about basically how to speak and behave when you have clients with disabilities, staff with disabilities, when you're just interacting with the world. I think it's pretty obvious why Amanda and I are up here. We're just fantastic, amazing ladies. We might also be up here because we are pretty visibly, if you'll forgive the accidental blindness pun, because we're pretty visibly disabled. But one of the things that Amanda and I both, I think, talked about when we first started talking about this is that disability is not one thing. It's not always visible, and it's not one thing. There's no way to set universal rules that say this is what disability is, this is what disability looks like, this is how you should behave around people with disabilities. Very often you may not know that you're dealing with someone with a disability. There are a number of people with disabilities in my firm, but I am the only one who is obviously disabled. I have more than one disability, and it is not the one that you guys think of that is my real disability that causes me real problems. Amanda, we kind of talked about this a little bit. Is there anything you want to say about this part?
Sure, yeah. So in our firm, also, we have several disabled attorneys that work for us. Mine is the most obvious physical disability, and the other attorneys in our office have maybe some less obvious challenges they face, but they all handle them appropriately and receive appropriate accommodation for handling them. But I also think that the attorneys in our office have spent a significant amount of time advocating for themselves over the years, so it makes it maybe a little bit easier for us to advocate that with our colleagues and with our supervisors to get the accommodation that we may need to be able to perform our job function not only correctly but outstandingly.
I think that's a really good point, and kind of to that, while a lot of people say, Amanda and I, we're going to be pretty able to say to you, hey, this is what I need, here's the accommodations, and we are going to be audacious and unstoppable, apparently, and get that. But a lot of our clients, when we're talking to people with diminished capacity, when we're talking to people with disabilities, they may not always be able to advocate for themselves. There's a reason that lawyering is also called being an advocate. And we often have to advocate for our clients. I think that kind of brings us into the rules of the rules of professional conduct. I didn't realize when we were assigned to this topic that we were going to spend so much time in the ethics rules, but it turns out we spend a lot of time in the ethics rules in this.
We did. In our communications with one another, we spent a significant amount of time applying the rules.